Fernando and Greg.
Wake up, turn it up.
99.7 Now.
920, get ahead, going to pay your bills. If you're registered at 997now.com, that could be your name coming up here. Tomorrow, it is the big money minute. There's $1,500 inside that jackpot. So right about 720, that's when we're playing the game. It's just 10 questions, 60 seconds for a lot of cash.
All right, if you watch any show, you know that any reality show, you know the Queens of the Shade, Real Housewives of Atlanta. They invented shade on the Real Housewives of Atlanta. They do it the best. This week's shade comes from Cynthia. After one of the other girls threw a bachelorette party for one of their friends, they brought in a very janky stripper, which I don't ever understand. If you gonna spend the money, get a good one. But instead, they brought in... let Cynthia tell you.
I don't know how much Tanya paid for the stripper, honey, but she needs to go back and get a refund. Anybody could have did what he did. And he kept his damn socks on.
What?
All the girls were really mad that he kept his socks on. That's what they were all talking about.
That is weird.
It is kind of weird.
Yeah, why would you?
Because he wanted to, like, maybe move around faster, you know, like slip
in
inside.
Socks? But yeah. They were in a hotel room, so they weren't. There maybe was on like carpet.
It was cold. They had the
maybe.
Air on.
Maybe. But, I mean, he had Ted everything else off other than the little bikini thing and then socks.
The socks.
He was wearing socks.
No.
That's not sexy.
That is not. Mm-mm.
No socks.
You know some people do that when they're getting romantic and then they leave their socks on?
I can't.
No.
Isn't that weird?
That is absolutely like, pause.
Take your socks off.
That's kind of
weird to me.
Yeah.
But wait, now,
but
what kind of socks was he wearing?
Like, I plain old white socks.
Yeah, oh. See, no. That's the worst. White socks
like
are the worst.
Bra socks.
Like they're so, like, old that they're, like, yellow a little bit.
Yeah, I didn't notice that they were yellow or anything.
They were Levi's socks.
Hopefully they were fresh.
So that shade was coming from Atlanta. Here's some other shade for you. If you missed it earlier, we were talking about the Grammys. People on Twitter were shading the heck out of Offset, very upset that he seemed to be shining in Cardi B's moment. She won a Grammy last night. She was super excited, but everywhere Cardi went, he was sure to follow. And Twitter did not like it at all. They said, stop stealing her moment. Nobody knows you, bruh. You're trying to get in. She's the one winning. You're trying to get into her fame after you tried to cheat on her. So people went hard.
Because he's trying
to
overcompensate now.
Well, I thought it was her that pulled him up on stage, but I didn't see the whole thing. Other people... Same shadiness, saying that she wouldn't leave him in the chair alone because he would have cheated with three of the girls up there.
Hashtag accurate. Yes.
So even in the photos, she's trying to take pictures with her Grammy and he's jumping in the pictures. And so Twitter did not like that at all. People on Twitter being very shady to Offset.
Oh, my God. I want to Photoshop Fernando and Greg and then Offset just, like, right in the middle of you guys.
There I am.
You should do that on this
I'm
photo.
I'm going to do that.
The three of us. Put Offset in here somewhere.
Oh, my God. Okay, I'll post it on Fernando and Greg.
I got to believe, though, that's probably, like, what he's thinking, though. Like, he's got to prove to her, like, every second of the day that he's not with some other chick.
I think he just wants to shine. Like,
I do, too.
Yeah.
I think he wants everybody to know who he is.
Mm-hmm.
They might know the name Migos, but maybe they don't know. I am Offset.
No, you are known as, you are the cheater.
Oh,
yes.
And the shade continues.
All right, that's your shade room.
When you wake up, keep on waking.
This is what you wake up for.
99.7
Now.
Good morning. Grammys last night. Actually, looking ahead right now, it looks like the ratings for them actually held up throughout the night. So,
and it doesn't happen often for a award show, but it also got pretty rave reviews. Everybody thought that...
Performances were really good.
Everybody thought that the Grammys did a really good job last night, and people, for the most part, enjoyed watching it. One lady missed a portion of the Grammys. She was there, a seat filler. Is what they're calling her. I knew girls that used to do this all the time. They were like bonkers to be.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
I would do this in a heartbeat.
They would fly. We lived in Dallas. They would fly to every award show in L.A. to beat seat fillers. They're crazy.
Yeah, I would do it too.
Well, why don't you?
Because Jazzy won't give me the day off.
You don't need the day off. It was Sunday night.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah, you could have done it.
Yeah, you could have.
You could still do it. All these award shows are always on Sunday, Shane.
Oh, really? I always thought they were during the week because I always ask to do the red carpets and he doesn't let me go.
he doesn't let me
go. Just go.
I will be
just
so
as long
down.
As you get
I don't
back
know.
Here.
I don't know how to sign up or whatever. How do I do it?
Sign up.
You'll
for
find
whatever.
Out. I bet maybe somebody listening's done this before. If you've ever been a seat filler,
yeah, I'm sure it's pretty easy. I can get in touch with that girl.
That was looking for people
anyway. But one of the seat fillers, when Cardi B won her Grammy, she was walking on stage. She passed the seat filler who had stood up to go, I guess, fill the seat. And the woman passed out when Cardi B walked by. That's how amazing Cardi B, I guess, is. This woman passed out right off of stage. And then here's what one insider observed, said people were freaking out. They were trying to get her up before the show got back from commercial. Not they were trying to help her.
Right.
Not they were trying to give her, you know, some kind of medical attention. No, get out before we come back from commercial.
They're like, lady, you got one job and you're passing out.
Like, how rude. Like,
you just had to sit in a seat. You can't even do that.
They don't know what this woman, like, unfortunately, she's okay.
Thank goodness.
They didn't know if it was a heart attack or whatever. No. They're just trying to get her out of the way.
How embarrassing would this be if we come back from commercial break and there's a lady out on the splayed out?
They needed
on the
to resuscitate her.
Yes, they did. They needed to resuscitate her. You are right. But yeah, Cardi B, so magnetic that when she walks by, women pass out.
I tell you, Greg, you probably need to watch that as well, because I know you were saying like early on that Cardi didn't really have the best stage presence and
performance. I saw her perform last week. She's got it together now.
Oh yeah, she had it together last night at the Grammys too. Performance was on point, I gotta say.
Performance was terrible when she first started rapping, and now she's got it.
Yeah,
I thought she was good then. I thought she was good now.
She was good, ratchet good then.
That's why I like
now.
It.
She is like, yeah,
right
now she's good. Like, she's got a great stage presence, but it takes a while to. You know, I didn't become the king of radio overnight, Shan.
All right, okay. All right, Jazzy Jim.